Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's right. 603-283-6160.
I feel like I got put on the spot there, by the way.
You did.
I haven't, I haven't said that number in weeks.
I've been doing that to the co-host. So I'll be like, and the number is, and I'll point at them. Yeah.
Pop quiz.
See if they shock, you know, because like...
pay attention.
It's written right here, so like I can just sort of glance over if I forget.
Captain's got the cheat code.
But also like... I come from a time, I'm a time traveler. I come from a time before.
Only in forward direction, though.
Correct, but so I'm old is really what I'm saying. I come from a time when you actually had to memorize phone numbers. They weren't just stored in a little, you know, magic rectangle you carry in your pocket.
No, I did keep an address book.
Yeah, this predates pen and paper.
Because you have a, you know, a Dunbar number of telephone numbers in your head, right? Everybody has a limit to the amount of phone numbers they can memorize in their brain, right? Some more than others, some less than others, whatever. But since technology has progressed so much since I've been alive, I no longer have to memorize phone numbers because of the magic rectangle I carry in my pocket. Thus... my telephone Dunbar number only needs to be one. And this is the phone number I say the most. So
I still never forget Jenny's number.
867-5309.
You knew her too?
I think we all knew her.
Son of a...
Yeah. All right. So what are we talking about? We're talking about taking another call. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico.
Nice trip.
New Mexico? Is that like an icicle, but a Mexico? Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Are
you all right?
Yeah, are you okay? You're sprinting to the phone, or?
I don't know. I can have to take a breath. So I just
dodging all those cars on the street.
Well, I'm inside, but. Anyway, there's a big effort in Albuquerque to get the off the road vehicles.
ORVs, yeah, off road vehicles, four wheel drive type deals. I'm not talking about like four wheel drive trucks. We're talking about
ATVs
and motorcycles that are for, you know, like the dirt bike style, not the street bike style, right?
But they're actual cars. But they're, like, made out of metal frames. They're actual
Aren't all cars made out of metal frames?
Are you talking about, like, dune buggies?
Yeah, the dune buggy cars, they're called off-the-road vehicles.
Yeah.
And all these yo-yo heads, they drive around in the city like it's a regular car.
Pray tell, Sarah, what is a yo-yo head?
This guy's going to go like, yo-yo.
Well, a yo-yo head in Albuquerque is people that... do whatever they want and break as much laws as they want and get away with it.
Libertarians.
You know,
there are libertarians in New Mexico. Who knew?
Well, but you guys don't actually go out and do all these things that actually hurt people, you know?
Well, we don't publicize it.
Well, I mean, like, really, the non-aggression principle is what would guide us in these things. And so hopefully, yeah, we don't go around hurting
people. Do what you want,
people.
So long as you don't hurt other people.
Right.
But you do hurt people. But last year, remember that this off-the-road vehicle ran over a red light, and they sped and they killed a 7-year-old boy that was going to the River of Light, the Christmas Light Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not allowing anybody to cross on that intersection going to the River of Light. You have to go under the bridge, or they take you in a little train around the route to take you to the trolley. So you park at the parking lot, and then they take you to a little trolley. So they don't want you to cross there, but why do they have a crosswalk there in the first place? Everybody else has to cross any other time, but
I'm generally anti-pedestrian.
because it's dangerous for pedestrians. Right?
To do what?
To be around 3,000-pound death machines. Right? You have a crosswalk in the middle of nowhere, and like whatever the speed limit is,
yeah.
And the pedestrian's like going to go, I have the right of way, and is going to step out on the road and think that the painted line protects them from the 3,000-pound death machine.
There is this.
And they have been trained to think this way by the government.
Right, yeah. The government had come out and said, in no uncertain circumstances, pedestrians have the right of way. Everybody knows this commonly, and people get bold about it, man. People get really bold. They just step out into the crowd without even looking.
Yeah.
You know, even if the lights, you know, says walk or whatever, they'll step out and, like, you don't know if that guy's going to actually stop or not. You should wait till he stops.
You should, as a pedestrian. Yeah.
But they don't do it, man.
Or around here, they're bold and they don't pay attention to their pedestrian light. They just, okay, you're stopped. I'm going to start walking, which is fine.
Yeah.
Right, but when the light goes green, I'm like,
I saw it repeatedly in the Seattle, Washington area, and
it's just as bad here in Keene, New Hampshire. In your life, an entitled attitude is generally not a good thing.
Right.
But as a pedestrian, it's absolutely deadly.
Yes,
because your entitled attitude will not stop a truck from running your butt over.
Right. So knowing that, right, the law should be reversed for the safety of the pedestrian. Right? The car has the right of way. You wait till it's absolutely 100% perfectly clear before you step onto the path of a 3,000-pound death machine.
Right. And it shouldn't even have to be a law. It should just be commonly held knowledge. So,
and I think it would be without the law.
Right. And if you look to, like, what's a natural analogy for something like this? If you're like the Native Americans and you're, you know, trying to follow the buffalo herd, right? And the buffalo are stampeding. Are you going to step out in front of the stampede? No.
The chief said we have the right of way.
Right, yeah. It's just not going to happen. Sarah?
Well, so the whole push right now, big deal, is to get all these off the road vehicles, off the street, because that's the car that killed the little boy. But does it really help with the professor fatalities? That's what I'm thinking, but...
No.
I guess if they're illegal, it's an illegal activity. They got the mentality, these people, they are not supposed to be on the street, and they're driving around. So these are the people that they assume they speed, they run the light, and they drink and drive more than the other cars. I don't know. That's a train of thought.
Even without actual off-road vehicles, for whatever reason, truck manufacturing in the United States has gotten a little ridiculous with the bigger trucks, the higher hoods, the longer sight distance, right? And with the truck that high off the ground, I saw like a video on YouTube or whatever, and you had like 15 little kids standing in front of the truck before the driver could actually see one of them.
Right.
And this is a legal vehicle, passed all inspections. It's just, you know, you have enough problems with that that even the off-road vehicles is probably not that big of a deal.
Sarah?
The thing is that in New Mexico and Albuquerque, you're right. It's that cars have the right of the way, and it's your, especially in this state, it's your job to duck and drive your car and hope that you don't get killed every time you get. Not so much in you guys' state. You know what I mean? Because the cars do abide more with your laws up there. Not so much in the.
I don't know that you can compare, you know, New Hampshire to New Mexico, and that I think the laws are basically the same. But thank you for the call, sir.
Or similar enough to not be negligible.
I think that crosswalks, these sorts of things should be for, you know, the geriatric and mothers with baby buggies.
I mean, you can paint the lines, right?
Yeah.
But you still shouldn't step out into the line until you're confident it's clear.
Well, I think that, I don't make recommendations. I try to avoid recommendations on policy because I know no one cares.
Right.
Who cares what Mark Edge thinks on government policy? I like to make recommendations about what you can do in your life to make your life better.
Okay.
And my recommendation is never imagine for a moment that somehow your foul attitude will stop a car. You know, like they could be looking at the radio, they could be looking at their cell phone, they could be looking at the kids in the back seat. You don't have any idea what's going on.
You're not a Marvel superhero, and like just staring them down isn't going to stop.
Let's all hold hands and line up across the freeway.
Do like your kindergarten teacher taught you. Look both ways before you cross the street. And if you don't, you might end up the way she is now.
Even if it's a one-way street. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
coming back. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for streaming. Thank you for downloading.
Am I glistening?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes. Well, it's December in New Hampshire. I'm not sweating at all.
Mark was all scarfed up and gloving up to walk out of the restaurant.
Like, yeah, he was super bummed. I'm like, it's not really even that cold yet.
Well,
then I forget Mark's been in, like, tropical freaking paradise.
And he's Florida-born, too,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I had acclimated at one point, but there's nothing to be proud of.
Yeah, your acclimation is
gone. You don't need to be proud of being tortured to the point that you can tolerate some of the torture.
Now, see,
I don't feel tortured.
I mean, you know, I'm a bigger dude, so, like, you know, I got that going for me, which is nice. But I run a little warmer than most people, so I like it a little cold.
Oh, we had the windows open last night. It was hot.
In the house?
In the house.
Wow.
It was hot.
Wow. Yeah. I don't go that far, but, like,
I already put the air conditioner
who's
away.
Paying for the heat?
Yeah.
The landlord, I think, pays the heat for the gas, whatever.
I keep my heat set at 62.
What do you mean, that's why?
I mean, surely your house isn't completely unheated, and then you open the windows.
I opened the window because it was hot in the house.
Right, because the heat was on.
No, I have the thermostat down below the natural ambient temperature of the house, but I had already put away my air conditioner, so I couldn't turn that back. I'm like, I got to open a window. It's December in New Hampshire. I got to crack a window open to, like, stop sweating in my unheated house.
I keep my thermostat set at 62 in the house. Most people go 65 or higher.
69.
Some are like 72, 75 I've seen. You
That's
know,
miserable.
Not
That's
uncommon.
Miserable.
Not uncommon. So, like, and then, like, if I leave the house, I'll turn it down to 50.
Yeah.
Right?
Because the pipes don't freeze.
Right. Just enough so the pipes don't freeze, and, you know, then I'm hopefully paying a little bit less because I'm not, you know, paying.
Then you have to reheat the house back up to the year 62 once you return.
You do, right. But
I don't know if that works or not.
I don't know if it does either, but it feels right to me.
I hear you.
I also like to be reminded, because it does get cold here, particularly in December, January, February, that, like, walking into a 50-degree house is way better than being out in minus 20.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... Well, you live in a different area, but I have not seen anything lower than, like, minus 4 in the 40s.
Yeah, I guess it got down into the negatives. Yeah, I guess you're right. Since I've been here, it hasn't been that low. But I also lived in Minneapolis and Wisconsin, so, like, I've experienced...
I have felt negative 20 in Spokane.
Yeah,
that was,
like, right.
A one-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those things happen. Where were we talking
at that
about?
Temperature, you're just cold. It doesn't matter what the thermostat says.
Yeah, once it gets below, you know, 30.
Sure.
I think, like, there's a certain level of cold when it gets to the minus. Right? I mean, but that's bone-chilling cold.
When you
right?
have
that's
to wear
not
the,
freezing cold.
When you have to wear the muff over your face just to breathe without, like, burning your lungs on the cold air, that's the threshold.
You can save as much as 10% a year on heating and cooling by simply turning your thermostat back 7 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit for 8 hours a day from its normal setting.
Nice.
So I don't know how far you're turning it down, how long you're gone when you turn it down.
I mean, usually it's going to be like, you know, if I'm coming down to Keene, like today I'll have been gone probably 8 hours. Close to it anyway.
Yeah, if you consider that there's, you know, the...
Yeah, if I'm coming down for dinner and then coming to the studio, there's some pre-work, there's some post-work, you know, maybe I stop for some shopping before I actually return home, so it could be a full 8-hour day when I'm gone. I won't turn it down if I'm just running to the gas station or, you know, the convenience store or something like that. But if I'm going to be leaving the general area gone for hours, then, yes, I'm turning it down before I leave, for sure.
Another one here. There's no doubt. Whenever you set the thermostat lower, you're saving energy, no matter what.
Mm.
So, all right. There you go.
Get the greenies on that one.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you.
Reduce your carbon footprint and freeze.
Well, this is something I've said about New Hampshire for a long time, is you know, New England, full of lefties. But if you really care about the environment, you need to move to a place that's warmer. Because imagine how much is spent on this natural disaster we call winter that occurs every year.
Yep.
Like when you're talking about salt trucks, the fuel to drive them, you know, the amount of energy that it takes just to move the stuff off your driveway, you know, you out there huffing and puffing, you know, carbon dioxide while you're moving the stuff, your wood stove,
you're burning gas in your snowblower, whatever it is. Right?
What it is, it's just it's a big old natural disaster, and on top of that, it's an ecological disaster.
I feel the same way about people who want to change daylight savings time. Just move further south, and it won't be as dark as early.
Okay. Before we go on.
We've already gone on.
I know. But okay. Before we continue going on,
okay.
I want to say thank you to Elizabeth. Elizabeth is our gold-level amplifier.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
That we want to say thank you to tonight. Gold is how much money, Mark?
$10.
$10? No.
$10 a month.
I thought it was silver was $10. No, silver is $5.
Yeah.
Gold is $10. Platinum's
$3. We eliminated bronze, which was $3 a long time ago.
That's why you asked, Mark.
Well, yeah. Also, I wanted to create a spot again, so you know, see if he still has it. It's been so long since he's been in studio. I gotta
I sort of lost some memory due to COVID, and I do like to test myself on these sorts of things. Some things I don't remember at all.
What does AMPS stand for?
Advertise, market, promote, support.
Very good. And where can people find out how to join the AMPS program?
AMPS.freetalklive.com.
Right. And Elizabeth has decided to contribute $10 a month. What does this money go towards? It goes toward helping get this radio show onto more radio stations. We're currently on something like 200 radio stations. We're on the internet. We're on some satellite stations somewhere. We could be on a lot more. If you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the content, the characters that we bring, the perspective of peace, liberty, and prosperity, please consider helping us by becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Elizabeth, for your contribution. We appreciate you.
We've cut ads on the podcast, and if you appreciate hearing fewer ads on the podcast, consider those ads made money, and now your appreciation could be made in the form of money.
Very well. Amps.freetalklive.com. I'm considering doing a bit of what we like to call a speed round here.
Woo!
On Free Talk Live. Now, we're not going to get to more than one we only got a couple minutes for this segment, but let's talk about scientists may have found the secret to invisibility. We can see objects because
you just have to eliminate light.
We can see objects because light bounces off of them. Scientists say they found a way to make light pass directly through objects, and the secret to invisibility. Now, I read this story, and so I'll give you the TLDR, which is
that's too long.
That's it, right? That's it. They found a way to make light pass through objects, so it basically creates invisibility.
Does it pass through, or does it bend around?
Well, they're using pass through, and they say that what it does is it sort of just blurs the object, so okay. Like it darkens. So like there's like. If I'm looking at this blank wall over here and Mark's standing in front of it using this technology, I can still somewhat see a darkened shape of a human being if I look really closely.
So your brain tricks you to thinking that there's nothing in front of the wall.
Seems to be the way it works, yes. But invisibility cloaks apparently are near to being manufactured. Probably, you know, next year in your Christmas wish list. Yeah, you might be able to get one. We don't know. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman hosts China's leaders this week. a delicate moment in U.S.-Saudi ties, signaling Riyadh's resolve to navigate a polarized global order regardless of the wishes of its Western allies. The ruler of the oil giant has made a comeback on the world stage following the 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi, which cast a pall over Saudi-U.S. ties and has been defiant in the face of U.S. ire over the kingdom's energy policy and pressure from Washington to help isolate Russia. Three Chinese astronauts landed back on Earth on Sunday on board the re-entry capsule of the Shenzhou 14 spacecraft, bringing to an end the six-month mission on China's space station. The three astronauts, Commander Chen Dong and teammates Liu Yang and Chai Zuxi, who had been overseeing the final pivotal period of construction at the space station, which was completed in November, all said they were feeling well after landing. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Gentlemen, this is Facsimile Mark here, and if you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to remember just one thing from tonight's episode of Free Talk Live, and that is, and we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. Very well. Well said.
Terribly sorry. I was busy with the documentary crew here that's...
Mark, you know. Don't have to make up excuses for your tardiness and your lack of adherence to the show schedule, you know. You get some leeway. You're a founder.
Well,
so
let's just hope that their hard work is not in vain. Let's hope that everything goes well in the next couple of weeks here.
Do you want to plug the film? Well, you're mentioning it. What's the name of it?
TheCrypto6.com should have a link. I don't know what the name of it is. I can't remember the top of my head what the website.
Ballad of the Crypto 6 or something?
The Ballad of the Crypto 6. That's it. Yeah.
That was the title. I don't know if there was a website tie-in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep your eyes out for an important documentary. I am disappointed, since we're talking about the Crypto 6, I am disappointed with the lack of crypto news coverage thus far. Right, there have been some people, there have been some, you know, articles that have been written and that kind of a thing, but...
Sam Bankman-Fried is a way bigger deal.
Oh, I mean, okay, but only because he's a crook, as opposed to a guy who, like, you know, I don't know, sold some Bitcoin to willing customers.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, there's one guy under federal indictment and one guy still on vacation in the Bahamas. And the guy's still on vacation. You're calling the crook. Well, there is that.
Yeah, well, he also, you know, gave a bunch of money to politicians.
Yeah, there you go.
Laundered, apparently, you know, has literally lost billions of dollars for his customer base. And, you know, to me, that's far more serious than, like, I don't know, you know, hey, do you want some Bitcoin? Sure.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he gets all the news. Just made my point.
Well, I still think there should be more press about the crypto six.
But there are bigger stories out
there. Because they're trying to railroad somebody who has literally been a free speech advocate for decades.
An award-winning free speech advocate.
No less.
No less.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you just look at the, at least the two federal raids on this studio that we're in here tonight.
It almost looks like a vendetta.
It sure does.
Yeah.
As if one guy, one particular detective or whatever you want to call him.
Special Agent Phil Christiana.
What's his name?
Special Agent Phil Christiana.
Yeah, it almost seems as if this Phil Christiana guy has a vendetta against Ian Freeman and is doing, wielding the... The
power of the position.
Yeah. Oppression, the color of law.
Yeah, wielding the guns of government for his own personal vendetta because he hasn't been able to find something to really nail this guy.
That's what it seems like to me.
He should be more mad at his supervisor for putting him on this assignment. Boss, I just can't find anything. Well, you can't come home until you do.
He is the supervisor.
Oh. What's his problem then?
Because Ian. Okay. Ian, he has sent in people to catch Ian doing something for close to two decades and failed to find anything. Because Ian's not doing anything illegal.
Right.
And
much less, I mean, like, if you just sit down and hang out with the guy for like 10 minutes,
right,
you're like, oh.
But Ian and some activists embarrassed Phil.
Oh, see,
after
there you go.
Trial one time, and, you know, he just, you can just see it in his face. He's like, I'm going to get you.
That was the villain origin story.
Right, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Right. Yeah. That's where he lost his hair. No, he didn't. He's got a lovely set of hair. He's a good looking guy, okay. But it hides an evil mind.
That's when he fell in the vat of chemicals.
Yeah.
So, so there's that. TheCrypto6.com. Be on the lookout for the documentary, The Ballad of the Crypto Six. If you're involved in press, contact Mark at freetalklive.com.
That will certainly help.
Moving right along through our somewhat speed round, we were talking about scientists may have found a way to create an invisibility cloak. If you think they're only for wizards, think again. Scientists have been trying to solve the challenge since long before Dumbledore and Harry Potter. With tricks of the camera, scientists can do all sorts of fun things, but they're also working on ways to bend light around an object, essentially making it vanish or simply scattering light, obscuring the thing from view. So you respond.
The bending the light thing is important because I don't know how you go. I don't know how you go through the object.
Right.
Right. How do you pass light through something?
Yeah. It's very strange to me because if you can pass photons through something, you can pass anything through something.
This paragraph says how it works. We can see objects because light reflects off of their surfaces onto the photoreceptors of the human eye. But the team, the science team here, found a unique light wave that, when passed through a solid object, projects onto the surface of an object in the background
so that we see
the background object, essentially rendering the foreground object invisible.
That makes no sense. How come it doesn't go through the background object, too?
I don't know. Each of
they
these
want it to.
Light wave patterns is changed and deflected in a very specific way when you send it through a disordered medium, physicist Stefan Rotter from TU said in a statement. To find the magic light wave, the team beamed a light at an opaque layer of randomly arranged zinc oxide nanoparticles. They calculated how the light was scattered by the zinc oxide powder and how it would scatter if the powder weren't there at all. In work published by Nature Photonics, they found the light waves projected the same image onto a detector on the other side of the zinc oxide powder as if the powder wasn't even there.
So I don't understand that.
Yeah, me neither.
But
I'm glad you said it, though.
I thought that in the original Avengers, do you remember the aircraft carrier that was flying in the sky?
Yep.
The helicarrier?
Yep.
Remember, it was called the helicarrier because when they created these ideas, they actually had helicopter blades.
Right.
That, giant helicopter blades that would hold this up rather than these sort of turbine engines that were holding it at the time. Nonetheless, they kind of made this cloaking device on the underside of the helicarrier by basically pointing cameras up at the sky and then projecting the sky down. It was just, you know, these sort of LED screens that were sort of on the underside of the helicarrier. And as a result, it was basically invisible in the sky.
Right.
And that is a believable way to kind of create a, you know, invisibility cloak or something like that. This just doesn't make much sense to me.
Yes.
Not to say that
cumbersome.
It's cumbersome. I don't know whether, I tend not to disagree with experts.
Yeah.
Because I can't be an expert in everything. But, man, oh, man, I don't understand this.
I think it's a poor explanation, like, for at least laymen to understand. Me being a layman here, I know nothing about, you know, light technology and reflective, you know. I mean, I know what a shadow is. I know what an umbra and a penumbra is. So I mean, I have like a rudimentary.
I know what an umbra and a penumbra is.
It's just the degrees of shadow. The umbra is the darkest part of the shadow. The penumbra is sort of the grayish area before it's no longer a shadow.
Mm.
So there's two areas of shadow. But I only know that from like rudimentary like lighting stuff, doing some video work and that kind of crap. So. That's like the extent of my lighting knowledge. Like, well, I've just revealed it all here on Free Talk.
In that case, one of the things we should have learned over the last 2 years is just trust the science.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move right along to, we were talking about the Sam Bankman fraud.
Sure.
Right. And FTX and that whole debacle. Why did FTX buy into a U.S. bank owned by a co-creator of Inspector Gadget?
I don't know how that last part's relevant, but okay.
Don't know either.
It certainly gets your attention.
But it was fitting for a Sunday topic.
It totally is.
Because I read this and I was like, well, I watched Inspector Gadget.
And guess what?
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
So I don't follow this closely, but I've been, you know, seeing articles on Sam Bankman-Fried or Sam Bankman-Fried.
Fraud.
Fraud. Okay. And
that's how I pronounce it.
The only conclusion that I have come to personally is he has only done one thing wrong.
What's that?
Use other people's money.
Well,
it's a big one, but everything else seems normal within the crypto space, except using other people's money.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about Sam Bankman fraud and his connection to Inspector Gadget here on Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. If you want to know more about us, what we do, who we are, how many shows we do, when we do them, visit freetalklive.com. The telephone number, if you want to join us on air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Captain,
Rich,
and Mark Edge.
I want to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th Annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and for 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. So ForkFest is decentralized, and now it's the pre-funk, the pre-party to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And there's no ticket cost for ForkFest. No one is in charge of it. All you have to do is join the fun. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground. Again, June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more over at forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those again, forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. All right. So, apparently, this Sam Bankman fraud guy was trying to buy a bank.
I thought he bought into a bank, like a very small bank.
Yeah, he bought an $11 million. We'll get to it.
Okay.
Nothing really adds up, said crypto consultant Chet Long. He made the comment on a recent Twitter space call while grilling an executive from a mysterious bank. The bank, once called Farmington State Bank, but now known as Moonstone, had accepted an $11.5 million investment in March from Alameda Research, the hedge fund tied to the bankrupt crypto exchange FTX. At the time, Alameda took around a 10% stake in Moonstone. The Washington State Bank was worth a meager $5.7 million, smaller than a minnow by banking standards, and had no experience in crypto or fintech. Prior to the FTX investment, it had spent most of its existence lending money to farmers from a one-room stone building. In 2020, it suddenly pivoted to cannabis and then digital assets. So how did Alameda, a major crypto player worth billions before its collapse, come to own part of an obscure regional bank? Long, the consultant, spent over an hour on Twitter Spaces trying to and failing to coax substantive responses from Moonstone's increasingly uneasy CEO, Janvier Choplin, I'm probably butchering that name, and in the end drew his own conclusion. The purpose of Alameda's investment was to get around the banking loopholes, he speculated.
Sure. That's pretty clear what the goal was, is that banks can do things that the rest of us can't, and therefore they were trying to find, they're trying to buy whatever licensure comes out of that. And there's nothing wrong with that because, in my opinion, because why should the banks be able to do these things?
Right.
You know, so why? What makes these people so special that you have to be part of this club and buy your way in? Well, are rich people just smarter?
Well, so what you're saying is the Crypto Six should have bought a bank to funnel the money through instead of just getting kicked out of all the banks in the neighborhood.
Funnel sounds bad.
Okay. Pick another word. Deposit.
I think that there would have been a certain value to a legitimate veneer.
Okay.
And we'll talk more about this, but let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Phil calling from somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Man overboard.
Hey, how you guys doing? I am calling because I was trying to watch football this morning at this new apartment I have.
Football or hand egg?
NFL, right?
Hand egg? That's soccer. I don't do that. Anyways, I have all these channels, like, from all over the country. So I put on the Atlanta channel. And I realized that you have to have the NFL package, blah, blah, blah. I'm kind of long-winded, this story. But anyways, it was the local news. It was the Atlanta news.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched the news in forever, so I just thought, hey, see what's up in Atlanta.
Okay.
And the first story was the cops and all their new robotic toys and how it's going to keep officers safe and how they're going to send these robots to do the job if they're in a dangerous situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that it's going to lead to some kind of armed standoff between robots and human beings.
That'll definitely keep the officers safe.
Well, as I understand it, the robots aren't allowed to, in California, they won't be allowed to carry guns, but they can explode.
Even better.
They can just bring the robot. They can just fly the robot in, stick him to your face, and boom, blow your head off.
Yeah, and apparently they've given the okay for the robots to kill people.
Well, as long as they don't shoot.
Because guns are bad.
And then the next story, like just right after that, they jump into this other story where there's I don't know what she is, some kind of city politician, bureaucrat, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She was going on about how they needed to have a curfew, a 6 o'clock weekday curfew and a 9 o'clock weekend curfew for anyone under the age of 16 to curb gun violence.
Get the hooligans off the street.
I just don't understand it's just like every solution, everything on the news. It was just,
I guess when you can't make anything else illegal, existing at a certain time of day should be illegal.
Well, if you want to play the statistical game, though, right, young males are more or less likely to be violent than other demographics.
They're more likely to commit crimes also, even at higher rates, because criminals are, although most people that they lock up are not violent.
Okay.
I want to just touch on something that Phil brought up, which is, if you go for a period of time without watching the news, and then you turn on the news again, you are going to be shocked. That's all I'm going to say. Like, if you haven't done it, do it. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, I was just going to, I can't use a better word than it was shocking. I just couldn't believe, like, it's just like everything, it seemed like it was just one thing after another, and just even in the most, I don't know. Well, anyways, The news is horrible. I recommend just don't watch it. Stay away from it. Unless you want a good laugh or whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't.
This is why I moved to tropical paradise.
Yeah. Good advice. Thanks for the call, Phil. We appreciate it. And yeah. So here's the thing. Your brain is programmable. And if you're not programming it yourself, somebody else is. So as much as you can, take responsibility for your own brain programming. Don't allow your brain to be fed. Seek out the knowledge which you want to achieve,
yep,
rather than just leave on the glowing box in the background all of the time.
And to keep learning about how to do that, keep tuning in to Free Talk Live every night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
We'll download it, listen to it.
We're as guilty as anyone at finding the bad stuff and talking about it. But at the very least, we take it from a certain angle, right?
Sure.
Like Fox News takes it from the angle the Democrats are bad. MSNBC takes it from the angle that the Republicans are bad. Free Talk Live takes it from the angle that both of these people are bad.
Both of these bastards are very bad. Yes. And like, but we're consistent. Right, the difference between us and either of those two mainstream media, you know, leaning left, leaning right outlets, or any of them, what, there's like six companies that own most of the media in the world or the U.S. I don't remember.
Don't worry, one will buy out the other, and then they'll be over five soon.
Right. It is like we at least give you the option, right? You can go listen to our show whenever you want. If you seek out this type of knowledge, we're here for you. But we're also not shoving it down your throat.
I mean, you have to actually flip the channel to Fox News or MSNBC, too. Right? It's not Orwellian so far. It's coming in from the walls.
Yes, you have choice. But to the extent that, are we propaganda? Yes, but we are sort of anti-propaganda in that respect.
All right.
In my opinion. It's my opinion.
You haven't heard us say that any one man or any one group of people has the solution.
No.
You know, you'll hear many hosts say, move to New Hampshire and hang out with more libertarians, as if that's some kind of solution. I tend not to make that same one, but I will be giving you places to move here in the relatively near future, and you can try those instead. I think there are different solutions than move to New Hampshire, but, you know.
I thought Mark had a spell for every solution or problem.
I do. Yeah, okay. Turn off the TV.
All right.
They turned out to be false. We didn't have a spell for the situation we had last night. Right. So.
Not every situation. No. Just a solvable one.
Space Wizard, are you?
Sadly, we are out of time. Thank you to the Intergalactic Space Wizard for his return. Thank you to Richie Rich for joining me here on the show tonight. Thank you to our callers and, of course, all of our listeners. If you missed any part of the show, please find us over at freetalklive.com. Look up the archives or consider becoming a amplifier. Over at amstatfreetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.